children's story.
Oh, you can come sit over here. I don't want to be by myself. Well, happy Sabbath. Good morning, everybody. Sure glad you're all here. Come on over here with us. We'll make a place for you. Come on. Okay. Well, I love Sabbath, and I'm glad that God gave us the Sabbath. When I was little, I'd come home from school on Friday, and my mom would have all the food ready for the next day, and our clothes were all laid out, and Tennessee Ernie Ford and Dick Barron and Ray Turner were singing in the hi-fi, and it was a special, special time. The story I want to tell you about today is about a mother, and this mother is an African mother, and she loved God, and she was very brave, and she took time to pray. And those are really good qualities in a mother, I think, don't you? And so this African mother had a little boy. She had some business in another city from the village where she lived. And so she had to travel by bus to that city to do this work for the church. So she got things all ready. You know how mothers do. They pack a little lunch and some special treats, and they lay out extra clothes, and they just think of everything and the water and everything. And then she got her little boy all bathed. He was just a little guy, cute as could be. And she bathed him up, and she put him in his pajamas, told him a little bedtime story, and then she kissed him goodnight, tucked him into bed. And then she thought of a few last-minute things, and then she knelt by her bed to pray, and she climbed under her covers. She had a lot to do the next day. Well, she just was starting to go to sleep, and she felt impressed that she needed to pray. It's almost like she could hear this voice saying, "You need to pray." So she slipped out from under her covers, and she knelt by her bed, and she prayed. Again, she prayed for her family. She prayed for her trip tomorrow, the bus driver, everything she could think of, and the business in the next city. And then she went back to bed. As soon as she laid down her head, she heard the voice again say, "Pray." So she knelt by her bed, and she poured her heart out to God. She asked him to forgive her sins. She searched her heart. She prayed for everyone in her family, each one. She prayed for her son. She prayed for God's grace and his mercy to be over them. She prayed for, like, everyone in the village, and she prayed for all the people at the mission and all the people that she was going to do business with, that God would be with her. And then she went to sleep. She slipped back in bed, and as soon as she went to sleep, guess what happened? The alarm rang. It was time to get up, time to go. So she grabbed everything, dressed her little boy, and off they went to the bus station. They got on the bus. So many strangers. Have you ever been on a bus before, anybody? Even a school bus? Well, these buses are a little different. They're so crowded. I mean, there's no place to hardly sit. Some people have to stand up. So she held her little boy on her lap, put her bag right next to her legs, and off they went. Of course, it was super bumpy, super dusty, and it was hot. And they just traveled, and pretty soon they had a little bit of lunch, and then they were settled into the motor humming around, and they came around a big corner, and all of a sudden from nowhere they heard ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch- There were people falling over as the mother watched in front of her, and just right and left, and she just clung to her little boy, and her heart went out to God. And so then the shooting stopped, and a man came up on the bus with a big gun, and he walked into the bus and over the people that were moaning and crying on the floor, and came right up to her face, and he pointed the gun right at her and her little boy, and he said, "What are you doing? Why aren't you dead?" And she said, in perfect English, even though she was an African woman, she said, "I am a Christian, and I don't take sides in any political things." And he said, "Get off the bus." So she said it hurt her so bad, but she had to walk over all these poor people. And when she got off the bus, she ran. She didn't even remember which direction she ran. She just ran for all she was worth. And finally, she came to a bush. And she climbed far back under that stickery bush, as far as she could go. And then she breathed. And her little boy, his eyes were big and wide, and he never said a word. And she began to pray, "Lord, help me. I need help. I need to get to the next city." She heard another bus coming, another motor sound coming on that same area where she just ran from, and she heard more shots and more people crying. And she said, "Oh, Lord, please send me help." And you know, after a bit, a car came along. And she was scared to death, so she just sat under that bush. And then the door opened, and she saw someone's feet coming over by the bush where she was. And way back in, he looked down underneath, and he said, "Come with me, and I will take you to this city, and you will be okay." And she said something in his voice. She knew she could trust him. So she got out from under the bush, climbed in this man's car, and away they went. And in no time at all, they were at the city where she needed to be. And before she went to the station where she needed to do her business, he took her to the hospital. He said, "You need to get checked out," after she told her story to him. And they checked her out. Well, first I missed the best part. When she got out of the car, she turned around to thank the man after she got her little boy off and stuff her bag situated, and he wasn't there. So I think it was an angel, don't you? But anyway, so then she went to the hospital, and they checked her. And you know, they found 9 bullets about this big in her clothing. 9 of them where she had actually been hit, but didn't have a scratch on her, and her little boy was fine. And so anyway, she said she wears one around her neck now, so when she thinks about that story, she prays. And every time she thinks she hears a voice telling her to pray, she says, "Oh, I really pray." But the reason I told you this story is about, you know, we never know what's going to happen in life, even tomorrow, do we? Or even today when we drive down the road. But we do know one thing, and that was that like a mother watches over her children, your Heavenly Father loves and cares for you. So I want you always to remember that. And especially if you're ever in danger, let your heart go out to God, and He'll be there for you, and He'll take care of you, and He won't let things happen to you that are bad. So don't forget, okay? Thanks for listening so quiet. You can go back to your seats.